Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WEEI Afternoons in our beautiful Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens. Talking a little Celtics, talking a little Jaylen Brown, Fitzy, because whether you love him, hate him, or somewhere in between,
he's... Or just constantly celebrate him like you.
Absolutely. He needs support. He doesn't get enough support in this town, and that's actually what we're going to get into as it relates to that live stream the other night with his hairline, which was all the talk. Did he really shave his head? There were some AI fake photos on the internet. No, he didn't. He still has hair. It's just a little shorter. I don't know whether he's still spraying anything on the hair to kind of fill in different things that may or may not come off when his head comes in contact to cloth, like another jersey from an opponent. But Jaylen Brown, his hairline has been a lot of chatter about it.
A lot of hubbub. Did you see that exchange between him and Kevin Durant on...
Yeah, that was fake. That was fake.
Oh, man, yeah. That was...
I wanted that to be real, but that was fake as that of Pamela Anderson.
That was fake as the spray that was used to cover Jaylen Brown's hair. Really? See, that's... that. So now that's why they said... There was a study recently that said, and this could be fake as well, 50% of everything you read on social media and on the internet these days is AI generated or likely fake.
I'd say it's more like 70.
I think it's more, especially now with these videos from Soro or Sono or whatever is putting out all these videos. It's you can't believe anything you see on social media. You can just enjoy it. Don't believe it. Just enjoy it.
Yep.
But we had the live stream. And did you catch who, and everybody's going to hear it right now, who Jaylen Brown blames for his hairline issues?
I blame Boston.
You had the civil rights afro for a minute.
I blame Boston.
Not the whole thing. Liberation afro for a minute.
Ten years of stress.
The Frederick joint.
10 years of stress. The media, the championship. Y'all caused this.
So that's Jaylen Brown. Ignore the chatter from his friends and barbers and people in the background talking about civil rights. We're just talking about Jaylen Brown blaming Boston and the media and the stress of winning a title. Do you think there's any truth to that? And is he just talking tongue-in-cheek, or is this like a kind of a passing joke that also he really kind of believes?
You said it yesterday, and we all believe it, the idea that there's always a little truth in humor.
Yep.
You know, there's a little reality couched in your jokes, your barbs, and your sarcasm. Think of it this way. The pressure in a town like Boston, Josh Minot, we just heard in the last break, oh, it's so great. How can you not love it here? You just want to perform for these people, this energy. But with that comes elevated expectations. And who has greater expectations than somebody who won a championship, validated that first decade, and his $300 million contract? There's a reason why Jaylen Brown, probably from the day he was drafted to now, looks like the day Barack Obama took office to the day Barack Obama left office.
And he has a very unique pairing. Whatever you think of his relationship with Jason Tatum, that's a unique pairing that they had as consecutive number three overall picks, pillars of the organization. You know, it's, for example, just as just a bad, as you would say, crossing sports. But When you're Drake May and Christian Gonzalez, there's no question who the star of the Patriots is. It's the quarterback, right? Like, yeah. They're both first-round picks. They're both going to be all pros, whatever. But there's, like, an obvious hierarchy, especially financially, right? Like, Christian Gonzalez will get paid first, and he'll get 30-something million. Then Drake May will get paid second, and he'll get, like, 60-something million. Like, there's an... Whereas here, especially with the details of the way things played out, Eastern Conference Finals MVP, NBA Finals MVP to Jaylen Brown, not to Jason, there is that like, oh, they're not really an A and a B. They're a 1A and a 1B. They're both, they're ones. And so I do think that has caused stress. And then you add in, Fitzy, the off-field stuff, off-court, I should say, stuff. Remember when he was talking about, yeah, there's some issues buying houses, starting businesses. Like, I've had stress in the city of Boston.
I didn't love that.
I didn't love it either, but I think he's relating his experiences to you. And so he sees life in Boston as having been fruitful. He got a title and he got a massive contract. So it's been fruitful. It's also
he's not
been
asking to leave. We should also note that.
You can be have a fruitful life and it can also be stressful, right?
Correct. That's actually the only way that we all know fruitful, satisfying, fulfilling lives to be. It's, of course there's going to be stress. Of course there's going to be max effort. Of course you're going to grind, you'll grind it out. I think the thing is, Andy, in this contemporary day and age, people are always more want to or comfortable to share their feelings on these things. Whereas before, 50 years ago, you're not going to have live streams, Twitch streams, IG, blah, blah, where people are going to be sharing their feelings. It was, you either got it on the late news, you got it from your favorite beat writer in the paper, or you didn't hear squat about it.
And he has certainly not shied away from the topic over the years. Remember, he called himself the most, what was
underappreciated athlete in Boston.
And I agree with him. As a defender of his, I do think he maybe is the most underappreciated player in Boston. For everything he's done,
I think
but
he's
also
the most over-discussed athlete in Boston, even though he is an elite athlete.
There is something to do about that, but there's also, the praise. Like, he's polarizing. There's a lot of people that like him, and then there's a lot of people that dislike him, similar to Tatum. And I feel like we've gone down this road where if you're a Tatum guy, you can't be a JB guy, and if you're a JB guy, you can't also be a Tatum guy. You got to pick a side, right?
Contemporary day and age.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's where people are making social stances, political stances. He had his affiliations with Kyrie, and then there were, retweeted some stuff, like Kyrie did that people found, I won't say offensive, but a little contemptible. Like, he's not afraid to toe lines that other people wouldn't go anywhere near.
He kicks a few hornet's nests every once in a while. The shoe brand and Nike and all of those things. So put it all together, he's averaging basically 27 points per game. He's also tied for seventh in turnovers. He's been a very, very efficient shooter. There's like layers to what he's doing. The Celtics are 2-3. So I put the poll question today, Fitzy, at Jumbo Heart, at WEEI Afternoons.
Yeah.
Simple question. What do you think of the job Jaylen Brown has done leading the Celtics to open the 2025-2026 season? And the options I gave, good, bad, or meh, were the three options. What do you think is leading, and what would you vote?
Good at 57%.
You're very close. Good at 55% is leading the way.
All right, Ballyhoo.
Meh is second at 41%, and only 4% are voting that he's done a bad job leading the Celtics as the number one through five games of the season, which I think for him, he should take that as very optimistic. 96% think he's doing at least an okay job of leading the Celtics. I don't think it's anybody anywhere. Never mind who, you know, Jaylen Brown in Boston or whoever else anywhere. Matt Cassel and Fox. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to take over for the man. Especially week one, week two, like game one, game two. Like, you can settle in and figure it out. And for 96% to be saying, no, you're doing an okay job, I think that's actually a positive thing. And maybe his hair will grow back because of that.
Probably not. But that said,
not how that works.
This may be the window, Andy, where the appreciation he has felt he has lacked for almost a decade, even with the title and those postseason MVP awards, this may be where he gets his due respect.
Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is 3 o'clock. Ted Johnson in the house, three-point stance time. Nick Fitzy-Stevens will be looking at the World Series, the Toronto Blue Jays, and why it has him thinking about the Boston Red Sox in next season. That's up next here, three-point stance, WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.